12 tall posters swayed in the wind and next to the sidewalk outside Cooper Hall on USF's Tampa campus. They display in-your-face graphic photos juxtaposing past cruelty to women, children, and minorities with photos of animals and similar exploitative conditions. Adrian Burke helped organize the event through PETA 2.
This is our Liberation Project. It takes a look back at the history of ways various human groups have suffered in the past and how that same might makes right philosophy, which justified slavery and child labor and oppression toward women, now justifies cruelty toward animals, such as chickens being crushed into battery cages where they live in a space the size of a sheet of paper, cows being branded, experiencing third-degree burns just to show ownership, and pigs and cows, for instance, being castrated without painkillers.
Burke believes that pain and suffering are not exclusive to the human species.
What we want people to realize is that when it comes to the capacity to feel pain and experience suffering, all animals, whether human or non-human, are just the same, and therefore we must give them equal consideration in our everyday lives. They deserve the right to a life free of suffering on our behalf. You know, when I look at situations like this baby seal, for example, being clubbed simply for the fur coat, you know, I consider that being quite gluttonous, you know, and if I would never do something like that, or if I would never, you know, brand a cow, have them experience a third-degree burn, you know, then I shouldn't pay other people to do that. And I really wanted to come out to colleges and raise awareness about this so that people can make the best decisions they can in their everyday lives.
PETA 2 advocates vegetarianism as a method for alleviating suffering, according to Burke.
A lot of students have been moved to make better choices. A lot of students have asked about how they can help with this. And the best way to help is to go vegetarian. You know, vegetarians save over 100 lives per year. And especially at University of South Florida, where the group here, the students protecting their environments and animals through knowledge, actually worked with the dining services to get a pamphlet together that shows all the vegan and vegetarian options on campus. So it's easier than ever, and a lot of students have been moved to take action.
Elsa is a young student who just got involved with SPEAK.
My organization is called SPEAK. It's Students Protecting the Environment and Animals Through Knowledge. And we're an animal rights and vegetarianism group here at USF. You know, I was looking for a group that promoted animal rights here on campus, and I found one. Well, I've always loved animals ever since I was little. And it just, you know, when you love them, you want to protect them.
Lucy Cole was passing by the exhibit Tuesday and said that she was moved toward veganism by seeing the exhibit.
Wanted to be vegan, and it's just, I'm so lazy about it, but the more that I see things like this, the more I'm compelled to become vegan. For getting the word out, sometimes I think their methods are a bit too in your face. I like them to be a little more understanding that sometimes people are going to be resistant, and being militant about it isn't always the best way to go about it. I think that what they have here is actually a better way to do it, because it's showing you the reality of what it is.
A new student named Crystal was drawn to the exhibit and was appalled at the photos of factory farming.
I was just walking by, and in the wind I see these pictures, completely mortifying pictures of animal cruelty in general, and it captured my interest because most people try to ignore it, but it's very much here. I think the most shocking thing is just the conditions in which these animals are kept in. We would like to think that they're all, you know, given food every day and that they have these nice conditions before they die, but in fact they are born into slavery simply so that we can eat more meat than we actually need. It's very sad. It's disgusting. I think I should become a vegetarian, because if this is how animals are actually treated in order for us to get meat and just to consume much more than we need to, I think it's completely irrational to function this way in society. I think I would call myself a vegetarian now.
Crystal describes the impact the photos are having on her and her fellow classmates.
They're on springs that go with the wind straight into your face, so it kind of reflects how it's trying to be brought forth into the front of the public eye when in fact it's actually done in these dark places where no one can see. Walking by, going to their next class, they're going to think about, you know, what's happening behind closed doors and how much it really matters to them and how they can reflect it into their own lives. Every single time they go to McDonald's and eat a you know, chicken sandwich, they know that there's some poor animal suffering for it, so it's just basically pointing out the fact that there is no difference between exploiting animals and humans at the end of the day. We all walk this earth, and we wouldn't want it to be done to us. What makes them any different? They have emotions, cognition, everything that we have.
Hussein Murtada was petitioning for USF professors to stop primate testing in their laboratories.
One of the things we were seeing is that a lot of the folks walking by can't even look at the pictures because they're, you know, they're pretty gory. It shows the reality of what the animals go through. And hopefully we'll get enough petitions so that they will stop the testing here at the university. It varies. We humans can try to justify anything in the way we want. It's you know, a lot of it is we're trying to educate folks to be more compassionate and to find better and more compassionate ways to solve our problems than exploiting and torturing and killing animals.
Speak's mission is to educate and promote awareness of animal issues and how the raising of animals for food affects the environment. They also like to educate people on the health and environmental benefits of a vegetarian diet. The group meets every Friday, except this week, at 3 p.m. on USF's Tampa campus at the Marshall Center, room 3713. You can find out more about PETA2 at PETA2.com. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.